Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Video. I think we got a brand new video up maybe today. I think it's up today. So check that out. A new poll question up on the website. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. All the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Vicky Milazzo is our guest, folks. She's a best-selling author, an award-winning business owner, the CEO and the founder of Vicky Milazzo Institute. Her new book is called Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. Vicky, thanks again for hanging out with us, and congratulations on your book and all your great success and for creating the jobs that you created as a business owner. Congratulations, and thank you for that.
Thank you. There's nothing like owning your own business.
It's great, isn't it?
I always say that I could never go back and get a real job.
I know what you mean. Hey, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
I have a website, Wicked Success, and that's wickedsuccess.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the book. Vicky Milazzo Institute, you have a website for that as well?
That website is legalnurse.com.
Legalnurse.com, so check that out. Vicky, talk to it. You've got women business owners, ladies who want to own their own business. They're trying to figure out how the same issues that women have looking for a job, being employed, are the same issues that women have trying to fight for the business as business owners, to found a business, to get a loan, to get a bigger customer, to manage employees. The same thing is there as well. How do they deal with this? What's your advice?
Well, first of all, I want to encourage women because I think women are actually outpacing men today in terms of college degrees and advanced degrees. So definitely women have what it takes to own their own businesses. And in fact, I started my business 30 years ago, and a lot of women my age, we started our business 30 years ago because we knew we didn't fit into that corporate setting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why a lot of women get into business, because they realize, hey, there's that glass ceiling and I can only go so far. So there's nothing like taking your expertise and turning that into a business. And that's exactly what I did 30 years ago. Just took what I knew.
Well, and 30 years ago, the banks were not recognizing women and to give them credit like they do today, like they are basically required to do today. I mean, you were a pioneer in a lot of ways in those
yeah.
days, weren't you?
Registered nurses didn't even own businesses back then.
Right.
Probably most people thought that was somewhat of an hallucination. But, you know, here's what it's all about. Most people, when they start their own business, they have an idea, and you just have to go for it. And you can't wait for the conditions to be perfect, because they never will be.
Yep.
Women, we're what I call the chief everything officer. You know, we're not only the CEO of our career, but
mm-hmm.
also our household, our family, meal planning, all of the above. And so we just have to go for what we want and not wait for those conditions to be perfect.
Is that a problem that ladies have sometimes, is they have difficulty pulling the trigger?
Well, I think for any person wanting to start a business, there is that fear that you won't succeed, because small businesses can fail. And a lot of times we want to try and get all the ducks in a row so everything can be perfect and we can
mm-hmm.
have more of a guarantee for success. But I say, you know, you just have to get out there. You have to certainly develop that plan, but more importantly is act on it. And that's where what you're referring to, you got to just pull the trigger and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start small. You know, I didn't quit my day job.
Right, right. Believing in yourself is a big deal for men and women, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the reason this is so important, this is not a trite concept, because most people, if they have doubts about themselves, then they kind of write their own script, because you have doubt, then you're not going to do what you need to do to succeed. You're not going to push forward. It's all about the action and the momentum. And the more you believe in yourself, the more you're willing to do all that hard work to be successful.
There, ladies, in the first part of the book, Vicki has five promises that I commend to you. If I will live and work a passionate life, I will go for it and reject. I will go for it or reject it outright. I will take one action step a day toward my passionate vision. I will commit to being a success student for life. I believe as a woman I can really do anything. Folks, ladies especially, I'd recommend that you find the book and just commit those promises to memory and to action. Vicki, I've got about a minute left. Last thoughts. What would you like to say to the ladies out there?
Well, the most important thing is take the time to reconnect with yourself, even if that's getting up 30 minutes before everybody else in the morning, and really get back in tune with who you are, what your passions are, and know that you deserve to live that and do what it takes to make that happen. You know, buck up and just go out there and do it.
What about managing the family and the business? One of the ladies in your book said she has to work 175% as much as men with the house and the business.
Get your family involved. And again, you know, women, just by virtue of being married, they have about 7 extra hours of housework a week, so you need to divvy that up, get your spouse involved. I think everybody knows a happy wife or a happy mom is going to make everybody else happy.
Here's how that goes, Vicki. When mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
You got it.
Hey, Vicki, thanks for being here. The book is called Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman, Vicki L. Milazzo. Vicki, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
It was great to be here. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.